The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look forward to the weekend sport. I'm joined by Colm Bouygues, broadcaster with Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, there are kind of three set pieces this weekend: the rugby, the return of the Premier League, and the Vegas Grand Prix, the Formula One Grand Prix. Let's start, shall we, with the Premier League?
Yeah.
Because all eyes will be on Manchester United, strangely. Yeah.
They're going to Portman Road on Sunday, 4:30 p.m. to play Ipswich Town. But of course, the big news is going to be Ruben Amorim's first game in charge of Manchester United.
He has his visa, I presume, now.
It's all sorted out, a work permit. Don't worry about that. He's going to incorporate his famous 3-4-3 system, we think. And there's only one team in the last 50 years in English top flight who have won the league, Pat, in England. We're playing a 3-4-3, and that was Chelsea in 2017 under Antonio Conte. So Amorim's going to break relatively new ground here. Only four managers since Matt Busby have won their first game as manager of Manchester United: Dave Sexton, David Moyes, Jose Mourinho, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Okay, that's extraordinary. Extraordinary stat. However, no one has any real expectation of Manchester United winning the Premier League.
Oh, absolutely not.
The start was so bad.
Exactly.
So I don't think this 3-4-3 should be blamed.
No matter what formation they'll play, they won't be worried about challenging for the title. But it'll be interesting to see if he gets the house in order for the rest of this campaign and then has a full season next year with his 3-4-3 win the Premier League. That would be interesting. Let's see if he plays it. He might not play it.
How long has he had with them? I mean, he couldn't officially work.
Yeah. His first day of work was last Monday week, so the bones of 2 weeks. And the players now, of course, are back from international duty. But he has a few, like, say, Manuel Ugarte would be coming from South America, so he'll be a bit fatigued. And then, of course, Marcus Rashford and Casemiro were in Portland in America during the break, and that caused a bit of consternation because it looked like they were having a great time for themselves and the jet lag would have caught up with them at a time, especially for Rashford, where he hasn't been playing very well for quite a while now. But so that causes a bit of a stir. But it doesn't really matter. If they get a result against Ipswich and Rashford plays well and scores, it will all be forgotten about.
Man City and Spurs?
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting fixture traditionally because Spurs famously beat Man City at the Etihad in the 2019 Champions League quarter-final. And they've also had other upsets since then. For Man City, they're coming back from the international break with Pep Guardiola signing a new contract.
An extra year.
Yeah, so at the end of the 2025-26 season. And also he's coming back off losing four games as manager for the first time ever in a row.
Without Rodri, of course. And now one of the intriguing things is I heard as he signed the contract, all the stats about what he's won. I mean, what incentive is there for him to remain at Manchester City besides the money?
Yeah, besides, I think you've kind of touched on it, that the environment is perfect for him to flourish in. So Tixi Begastirian, the football director, he's leaving, but incoming is Hugo Viana, who used to play for Newcastle United in the Premier League. He was a very good playmaker, but he's a very good sporting director. So everyone that's hired at Manchester City is to fall in line with Pep Guardiola. So if he went anywhere else, he could have that environment again to flourish perfectly in. So everything that Pep wants, he gets at Man City, and he constantly rejuvenates the squad. And he's such a perfectionist that I think he has self-motivation in abundance to stay there for a full decade. Okay. He'll be doing a Brian Fenton on it, Pat. He'll be doing 10 seasons and then he'll leave.
Any excitement expected? Arsenal really have to win against Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, and that's one of your favourite sides this season, isn't it? Nottingham Forest, how they're doing. Like, they're flying high under Nuno Espirito Santo. Arsenal have been unconvincing this season. They lost to Bournemouth and Newcastle right before the international break. But they do have Martin Odegaard, who sat out the international break with Norway, so he should be fairly fit to play. And I think Arsenal just lack a bit of goals, or a goal scorer. I don't think Kai Havertz is the man to fire them in goals, but they have enough quality to beat a fairly informed Forest side, you think.
You'd expect Liverpool then going to Southampton to be the winners.
Yeah, I mean, Southampton I think they have a hopeless case in terms of remaining in the Premier League. Like, they've had better squads in recent years that have also been relegated. So Liverpool should continue their amazing form under Arne Slot. It's only the Nottingham Forest game, of course, at the start of the season. They've lost. Other than that, they've been perfect.
Okay, and that's the worry, I suppose, for Man City, that, you know, Liverpool could be out of sight.
Yeah, they really could, but the fact that Man City have won every Premier League since that 2017 season I mentioned, bar the COVID year where Liverpool won it in 2020, they have the muscle memory to win this Premier League. Like, they're going to remain calm. As Ferguson always said, Pat, once you're in it in February and March, you have a chance.
You have a chance. All right. Let's talk rugby, and let's just hear Brian O'Driscoll.
There's an additional element to Prendergast's capacity to read defences that, for me, doesn't look as though it exists in Crowley. And he's got this trait that's very, very exciting.
So the maestro himself, Brian O'Driscoll, praising Prendergast, coming in at number 10, starting at number 10.
Yes, yeah, his first start. So Kieran Frawley will be on the bench. There is no Jack Crowley this weekend against Fiji, but I would say he's rested rather than dropped. I expect Crowley to start against Australia in the final test of this November series. That was very interesting take for Brian O'Driscoll. He was on with us during the week on Off the Ball, and I can understand that point of view. But
he was talking about that Prendergast has this ability to kind of almost stop and think for a moment, have a look around and then move.
His composure stood out when he came on against Argentina last week. He came on for the last 20 minutes or so for Crowley. And there was a moment where he dummied and delayed a pass, which you hadn't seen before that. But Crowley, like, people have to remember, he's only 24 years old and he lost 2 years of his development to COVID. So really he's in a 22-year-old mindset. Crowley's been fine in these two games. He's been fine. So
now watching Fiji, they play a great brand of kind of sevens rugby.
Yeah, it's fun,
so like, it could be very exciting and it could be very dangerous for Ireland.
Yeah, and I expect Fiji to score a try or two, to be honest. They're ninth in the world. They're a better outfit than we've played them previously. We've only played them like seven times, I think. We don't have much of a history against Fiji. Last time was, I think, in 2022, which, funny enough, at out half was the last time Joey Carberry played for Ireland. So I fully expect Fiji to cause us problems. They beat Wales recently, but they lost to Scotland a few weeks ago, and then they actually had to come from behind to beat Spain last week. So they're a flawed side, but they are talented.
Yeah. Now, looking at the bench at the Wales match last week, it was like the glums all sitting there. Warren Gatland looked glummer than glum.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And then we they're taking on South Africa. Yeah. I would give them
no chance. They have no hope. Like, they have no. But you know what? Ireland could be world number one by the end of the weekend. If they beat Fiji and Wales beat South Africa, Ireland will be number one again. But I mean, Pat, like, we could put on a bet there about how we would do the slot on Monday morning if Wales actually beat South Africa.
Scotland, Australia. Now, we know that Australia are on a purple patch at the moment under Joe Schmidt, but how real is it?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I think it's real. I think there is some substance to that. Like, the performance at Twickenham against England was fairly mesmeric at times, especially the way they won it at the end of the game.
Such an exciting game.
Yeah, it's one of the great November series matches, especially the last 10 minutes or so. You couldn't keep your eyes off it. I was in a pub watching that and everybody turned around to watch that game, rugby fan or otherwise, which is the testament to its quality. With Wales, they just took advantage of a deeply vulnerable side. And I expect them to have more than enough to beat Scotland. I'm very excited about that showdown with Australia next week in Dublin, when Joe Schmidt, of course, will be returning.
Now, what about the Vegas Grand Prix? More about glamour than racing, I suspect.
It's like, who's watching from the side? It's a who's who. And then, of course, it's one of the street races in Formula One landscape too, which is always more exciting. What's more difficult, riding on the street or in an actual Grand Prix track?
Yeah,
I always wondered that.
Yeah, no, because you think of, I remember years ago when they used to have racing in the Phoenix Park, and I would get up early in the morning, my bicycle as a schoolboy, and go up to see the practices. And in those days, they didn't bother kind of sorting out the shores and all the rest of it. You had to take what came.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how much work they do in Vegas to make it like a track.
I know, yeah. Because what if there's a loose pothole going, like the, imagine the insurance, Pat.
Anyway, we'll be talking about all of that on Monday. Colm, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.